assistance provided, lack of commitment to civic space-based states continues to hinder full enjoyment of human rights. In Zimbabwe, over 116 individuals were arrested since June, including elected officials, opposition members, students, and journalists, amid reports of torture and other ill-treatment during detention. 65 individuals remain in detention on charges of participating in unlawful gatherings. We're further concerned about the recent arbitrary arrests, detentions, and prosecution of hundreds of peaceful protesters, including young activists, in Ghana, Kenya, and Nigeria, and call for their release. In Cambodia, restricted laws continue to be used to criminalize activists, suppress civil society, and restrict protests. The unlawful detention and persecution of journalists in Mekedara is emblematic of the rapidly shrinking civil space. We also call for accountability for the activists who are arbitrarily imprisoned and ill-treated for their participation in the recent protests in Bangladesh and Indonesia. In Honduras, killings of HRDs remain a serious concern. Since 2023, at least 40 offenders linked to the Guapino River struggle have been killed. We remain concerned about the criminalization of defenders, particularly with usurpation charges, which have led to intensified evictions and legal action. In Venezuela, over 2,000 people, including protesters and activists, remain arbitrarily detained with no chance of receiving adequate legal representation for alleged crimes, including at least 100 teenagers. While welcoming technical assistance in the field of human rights, particularly in the areas of law enforcement, penitentiary system, security, and justice, we underscore the responsibility to protect human rights primarily lies with states. And we urge states to take tangible, consistent measures to protect and promote civic space.
Thank you. I give the floor to African Green.